welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support Amatic's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today we'll be interviewing Mark Early, a member of Amatic Statistics ANET and leader in mathematical education in the first 2 years of college. So Mark, welcome and thank you for joining us here on LiveWire. As a member of the Stats ANET, what are you guys focusing on right now?
Well, I think a lot of folks in the ANET are concerned about keeping the courses current, not just with content, but also technology and how we're supporting students in different ways. We've done a little bit of work with technology, trying to, for example, eliminate the graphing calculator and move towards something a bit more modern. Trying to, actually a big part of our work right now, really, and I think other ANETs have the same challenge, is getting the group together in an online environment, like through myamatic.org, or just trying to get everybody into the conversation is also a big focus for us right now.
And as a member of that Stats ANET, well, what has been your biggest surprise as a member and why?
I think my biggest surprise has been that online presence, that lack really of an online presence. Other like the American Statistical Association, there's a discussion board and that stays pretty active. Folks, and it's not always the same people either. The same folks show up, yes, but there are also individuals who will pop in to discussions so that there's a large group of folks contributing. And I don't see that here. It's actually been a surprise / disappointment. And I really wish we had a way to fix that, because when I go to presentations at the conference, at the AMATIC conference every year, there's really some rich discussion that happens there. There are a lot of folks in the room at a statistics presentation, and they talk, they ask questions, they share experiences, and that doesn't translate into the online world. So that's been my biggest surprise.
And you mentioned about going to conferences. What have been the best resources for you that have helped you along the way?
Absolutely, conferences. I've been doing conferences, and I always learn something, even if I don't necessarily agree with the entire presentation. I pull a link out, a source to data on the web, or there's a nugget in there that makes sense to me, and I take it and run. Prior to being at Columbus State Community College, I was at a four-year institution, so research was a big part of my world. Also learned a lot from reading the literature that's out there, and not only what people have done that have been successes in their classrooms, but also things that didn't quite roll out the way they anticipated. So kind of learning from the successes and the sort of, I guess, the lost opportunities, and how can we build from those? I would say those would be the biggest sources of inspiration for me.
What is the vision of your ANET for the near future?
I think for the near future, I think we are supporting each other with assessments and teaching styles and projects and activities and data sets and technology that everybody uses. That, you know, my vision is for the ANET to be a place where we can all share what we're doing, learn from each other, comment, you know, oh, that might not have worked because I had that same experience and this is what happened, you know. So you kind of build those learning experiences and sharing experiences with each other, and that it's really a robust conversation moving everybody forward. For the ANET is that we have those conversations. How is R working in your class? I know Kate Kozak uses it quite a bit. How is it working for you? Are your students blowing gaskets over all this different material they have to learn in addition to R? Or have you found a way to make it work? And if so, what is it? And so I think that's my vision, is that we come together and share more and discuss more so that our courses end up better.
And what's one common myth about your Stats ANET that you want to debunk?
I think maybe a myth, and this might hold for any A-Net, is because we're all in the A-Net, we're all similar. You know, we get labeled as members of the A-Net, and now we're all the same. We're all one unit, one mass. And that's not true. You know, as I mentioned earlier, everybody is doing something a little different in their course. We've got people globalizing their courses. We've got people who are using software like R and other packages to help students pull away from the, and then we have faculty who still have their students memorize formulas and you know, stuck with the graphing calculator. So we've got a lot of diversity. So just to say I'm a member of the Stat A-Net doesn't mean all of a sudden, for example, I follow Gaze. Mm-hmm. I do follow Gaze, but there are a lot of folks in the A-Net that don't. And either because they're not aware of it or they're not confident enough in their ability to make some of the big shift Gaze asks for. And Gaze is that Guidelines for Assessment and Instruction in Statistics Education. So it's a pretty big document for us. And there's some people who aren't aware of it and some who feel that's too much. And others who do pieces, but not the full-blown set of guidelines. So, you know, we're a diverse group. There's a lot of us doing a lot of really cool things.
And you yourself come from a diverse background, from being a four-year university to also now a community college. So along the way, who has been your biggest supporter or role model over the course of your career?
That's been a tough question. I've thought about that, and it's a tough question for me to answer. My initial experience as an undergraduate student majoring in mathematical stats, my senior year, I had to take statistics courses from the psychology department because the math offerings were limited. And so I was in a first year master's level stat class my senior year in college, and the professor was amazing. She was a gerontologist and taught the, it was a year sequence, two semesters, and she was so energetic and so excited about what she was sharing. She was one of the few professors I had in undergraduate, like, smiled when she was talking. You know, I mean, she loved this stuff. And she encouraged me to go on in statistics after I graduated college. She said, you know, you're good at this. We need young people in the field. Do it. So she was probably my push in.
Hey, what's something about you that most people familiar with you might not know?
I am also an artist. So I do a lot of drawing. I actually have come into something called Zentangle. Some people know, some people don't, but it's a method for putting a piece together that involves a lot of appreciation and gratitude and sort of getting into a flow in your drawing, doing repetitive patterns that allow you just to sort of soak into your work and not have to think about dimensions and measurements and color shape. You get it, the Zen part, you get into that flow and you just create something. And I love the fact that I'm able to take a blank sheet of paper and turn it into something, some piece of art, whether it's black and white or color. It's a pretty great method because it's what showed me that I do have creative bones in my body. When I was growing up, my brother and sister were the creative ones. I was the math guy. And now, you know, I can do it. And so that's, I actually teach the method. I have quite a few pieces. I'm getting ready to launch a website where I do a blog and offer courses and things like that. But yeah, that's a big part of my life now is identifying myself as not only a teacher, but an artist.
Hey, Mark, why did you initially join A-Matic?
So, you know, as I mentioned, I did as a four-year, going to conferences and publishing and presenting were a major part of my work in terms of like promotion and tenure and things like that. And so the very first thing I did when I shifted to a community college here in Columbus is I looked for an organization and talked to people. I started as an adjunct, but I still jumped right into A-Matic because it's like, all right, this is that hub. This is that sort of center where I'm going to be able to learn from others, share with others, find resources. And that was what happened. You get on the website, there's a statistics page full of information and resources and links. And you get into the ANET and you go to the conference and you talk to people. And it's just an amazing part of my world. I can't let that go, even though research isn't necessarily required of me at the community college. I can't let that resource go. I need to be a part of it. I need it to be a part of my world too.
If our listeners want to connect with you online, where's a good place that they can connect with you?
Well, we're going to be, we've got Impact Live being hosted here in May. So my email address is there. A link to my profile is there. I wrote the Impactful Thoughts, so the introduction to the month has my email address in it. You can absolutely hit my profile on Thematic, but I am on Facebook as well. So feel free.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. Until then, continue to have an impact every day.